Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With everybody looking to make a buck, are baseball cards the answer? A Shohei Ohtani baseball card just sold for over $1 million. My kids have baseball cards and Pokemon cards all over the floor of their room. I'm wondering if I need to go on a scavenger hunt. Now, this particular card was ultra rare. It was one of one. It also features a piece of the pants that Shohei was wearing when he reached the 50-50 club. And then apparently baseball cards have grading when it comes to the condition of them. This is all new to me. But if there's a paycheck on the line, I'm willing to learn about it. Anybody listening actually collect baseball cards or any type of cards that you've made money on? Would you give me a call or shoot me a text? 888-431-3764. Is it actually worth it to collect these baseball cards? Like, should I put all my kids' cards like in a tub or something? Give me a call. 888-431-3764. Well, I'm going to be going through my kids' baseball and Pokemon cards after this conversation. A Shohei Ohtani baseball card just sold for over $1 million. It was ultra rare, but some people here in the IE are hanging on to cards that are worth some value. My friend Gerardo says that he has a Ken Griffey Jr. card. It has an error on it. It's listed at $10,000 for a baseball card. Debbie, in Temecula, do you collect baseball cards?
No, but my son, when he was younger, did collect Pokemon cards.
Did he ever have anything that was worth value?
Okay, so he was very meticulous, and he kept all his cards in sleeves. And I've got a full collection of first edition Pokemon cards. And some of the cards I have multiples of, and I've looked some of them up, and they're worth up to like $2,000-$3,000.
For a Pokemon card?
For a Pokemon card.
That is crazy. Now, would you ever sell them?
He told me to get rid of them. He doesn't want them. And I said, well, I mean, I want to, but I think I'm going to hold on to them.
Does he know how much they're worth?
Yes. He knows better than me. If I sell them, somebody's going to take advantage of me. But he could look at a Pokemon card and go, see how that one has a certain number on it and the color of the Pikachu is a different color. So that one's worth more than this one that has the rosy cheeks. So I'm just holding on to them. And then one day maybe they'll make him some money. I don't know.
Yeah, that might be a little retirement fund you're sitting on.
I think so.
Chad weighed in on Facebook and said cards are actually a side hustle for him, and he's made a decent amount of money. His best card that he sold was a dual autograph of Joe Burrow and Brock Purdy, and it was numbered 6 out of 10. And thank you to the 951 for bringing me right back down to earth. They said they've never sold any cards, but if the cards have been played with or left on the floor and show any signs of wearing, they're usually not worth much. Yeah, those are more the kind of cards that are at my house, the ones that have been stepped on, maybe the dogs chewed on them. So there's no vacation house sitting on my floor.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.